Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about how we raise our kids in this crazy world. It feels like there's so much pressure on them, from academics, social media, and just the sheer speed of life. So today, let's talk about something that's seriously close to my heart. Mindful parenting. Because let's face it, raising emotionally intelligent kids is more important than ever. Think about it. The world needs more empathy, understanding, and resilience, right? And guess what? We can be the ones who cultivate those qualities in our children. Now, before you go picturing yoga classes for toddlers, though, hey, if that works, awesome. Let me tell you, mindful parenting is way more than just chanting, Om, while making dinner. It's about being present with your kids, really listening to them, and teaching them how to navigate their emotions in a healthy way. Here are some key takeaways to keep in mind on this journey of mindful parenting. First off, ditch the perfectionism. We all mess up sometimes, that's part of being human. The important thing is to acknowledge our mistakes, learn from them, and try again. Remember, your kids aren't looking for a flawless parent. They're looking for someone who loves them unconditionally, even when you get things wrong. Second, let's talk about active listening. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. When your child is talking, put down the phone, make eye contact, and really focus on what they're saying. Ask follow-up questions, reflect back their feelings, it sounds like you're feeling frustrated, and validate their experiences even if you don't agree with them. Remember, sometimes kids just need to be heard, not fixed. Third, model emotional intelligence yourself. Your kids are like little sponges, absorbing everything they see and hear. If you're constantly stressed out or reacting impulsively, they're more likely to do the same. So, practice self-regulation, find healthy ways to manage your stress, yoga, anyone? And show your kids that it's okay to have big feelings. Just teach them how to express those feelings in a constructive way. Next up, let's talk about setting boundaries. Now, this doesn't mean being strict or authoritarian, it means teaching your kids about healthy limits and expectations. This helps them feel secure and confident, knowing what's expected of them. Plus, it sets the stage for responsible decision-making down the road. And finally, don't forget to have fun. Parenting can be tough, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Make time for play, laughter, and adventure with your kids. Build memories together, explore new things, and enjoy these precious moments. They grow up so fast. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine this. Your child is having a meltdown because they lost their favorite toy at the park. Instead of jumping in to fix it, which might make them think that tantrums always get what they want, try taking a few deep breaths yourself and then calmly saying something like, "Hey, I know you're really upset about losing your toy. That's really frustrating." See how we're acknowledging their feelings? We're validating them without giving in to the meltdown. Then, you could guide them towards finding solutions, maybe suggesting they look for it together or brainstorming ideas for a new favorite toy. This teaches them coping skills and problem-solving abilities while showing them that you're there for them, no matter what. So, remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up with intention, presence, and love. It's about teaching our kids to navigate their emotions, build healthy relationships, and become kind, compassionate human beings. And hey, if we can do that, wouldn't the world be a little brighter? Thanks for joining me on this journey of Overthinking Cure. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with mindful parenting. Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below or on social media. And remember, you've got this. We're all in this together. Catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.